I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. British Prime Minister Gladstone once said, "If you're cold, tea will warm you. If you're too heated, it will cool you. If you're depressed, it will cheer you. And if you're excited, it will calm you." Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe. In this episode of Hear Me Out, we have with us Shalini Sinha, the founder of The Infused Kettle. Shalini sells unique tea blends with perfect flavor and aroma. Her company, The Infused Kettle, is rooted in a tradition of sipping tea over daily conversations. She is dedicated to discover and deliver the most authentic and hand-picked tea blends to genuine tea lovers all across the world. Shalini, welcome to the podcast. How are you feeling today?
Thank you, Shruti. I'm really good. How are you?
I'm also fine. We are so happy to have you here.
It's a pleasure coming here.
So Shalini, tell us your story. When did you get this idea of making these unique tea blends, and how did the Infused Kettle really come up?
So it all started about 2.5 years back, and I was in Canada with a group of friends to a friend's place, and I always saw that you had these wine cafes, you had the beer cafes, you had the different cafes, and while we Indians, we are outside India, we always have we want to have Indian food and chai. So in Canada, you have this place called Sarai in British Columbia, where you have those Malai Maar Ke Doodh wali chai. But I always thought ki koi chai cafe kyun nahi hai. So I was just joking around with my friends ki, somebody please open a chai cafe here. And they said, you only have this business thing inside you. And why don't you start something? And it was just a mere joke by a roadside. And back in India, 2 years back, lockdown happened. I had to park my travel firm because travel was all closed, and I had some time, and I was in my hometown in Ranchi, where I met a couple of farmers who were from Darjeeling, and I just met them as neighbors, and I told them ki yaar, Canada mein toh itni chai ki requirement hai, koi chai nahi hai, why don't you start exporting to Canada. That is when they said, madam, humko to nahi aata, humko English bhi nahi aata, ek kaam karo, aap chai bana lo, aur hum aapko supply kar denge. And that is how the entire story started. And I was like, chai bech paungi main. And that was the first thing. And then I started, studying about tea, ki kaise chai banega, kya hoga. Because in our normal, homes, we always have this Tata chai, Wagh Bakri chai. And the society, you don't have these blended teas or the green tea. Green tea ka culture bhi nahi itna zyada India mein tha, except, corporates or some other places. So I thought ki, how do we start? But one thing was very clear is that I didn't want to get into the normal CTC chai, which is the Assam chai, which people say, your Goldana chai jo kehte hain. So one thing was very clear, I wanted to take Indian brand outside India. And I wanted to do something with blends. Normal green tea was everywhere. You have many companies doing it. So what was missing is I started studying the tea drinking habits of people. And I started seeing that some of my friends would like floral tea, some would like fruit trees, teas. And that is how things moved on. And we started with about 14 blends. The first lockdown hit, we thought immunity chai ki sabse zyada zarurat hai, kyunki hum jo chote shehar mein rehte hain, hamare kitchen garden mein we get everything for kada, but jo Delhi Bombay mein rehte hain, unko kada nahi mil rahi thi. So that is how we started doing immunity chai, and then we launched masala, Earl Grey, the regular ones. And I took a little bit of time, 6 months of study, 6 months of discovery, and then finally we today are about 40 blends.
That is a wonderful journey, and many, many congratulations for achieving all these milestones that you have achieved all this while. Mm-hmm. And you put so much stress on the quality of your blends, and I'm sure ensuring that each blend comes out with the perfect quality is not an easy task. So how do you balance all that, and what does a regular day at the Infused Kettle looks like?
Basically, what happens is, while I was deciding on the kind of tea, आई डिडंट नो द डिफरेंस बिटवीन अ लीफ टी एंड अ ग्रीन टी, क्योंकि लीफ टी में इनिशियली आपके पास सिर्फ लिप्टन ग्रीन लेबल होता था जो हम घर पे यूज करते थे. एंड आई थॉट यू नो, देन आई स्टार्टेड स्टडिंग टी एंड व्हाट आर द काइंड ऑफ टी, लाइक द ब्लैक ऑर्थोडॉक्स टी, द ग्रीन टी. एंड आउटसाइड इंडिया माई विजन वॉज ऑलवेज गोइंग आउटसाइड इंडिया, टेकिंग इंडियन टी टू द इंटरनेशनल लेवल. सो the dust tea or the CTC chai that we say is very strong as a liquor. So that was definitely not suited or not blended for the health purpose. It was for taste, for removing your aapko neend aa rahi hai, kadak chai chahiye, to kadak chai ke naam pe CTC aata hai. So one thing that we finalized first was Darjeeling was one area where we need to procure our teas. Then we finalized on, you know, smaller farmers, bade bade टी फार्म्स में यू ऑलरेडी हैव मेनी प्लेयर्स, दे ऑल्सो डोंट यू नो एंटरटेन अ लॉट ऑफ स्टार्टअप. सो वी ट्राई टू टाई अप विद स्मॉलर फार्मर्स एंड दैट इज हाउ वी प्रोक्योर आर ग्रीन टी फ्रॉम देम. वी प्रोक्योर आर इन्ग्रीडियंट्स फ्रॉम उत्तराखंड, फ्रॉम ग्वालियर, लाइक द केमोमाइल और द ड्राइड एप्पल्स, द ब्लू पी फ्लावर्स, डिपेंडिंग हु इज बेस्ट एट इट. एंड वी हैव अ ब्लेंडिंग यूनिट इन सिलीगुड़ी where we do the entire blending. And the blending is a total process because the first 14 flavors was very easy because I did not put a lot of mind into it. What was out in the market, what people liked, what my friends liked, I introduced them simultaneously. But I always had this question, chai hamesha kali kyun hoti hai? So I said, why not, you know, add some colors to tea? So that is how the purple tea came into being. So purple tea is a mix of blue pea flower, ginger and lemon. Purple blue pea flower is supposed to be, you know, very good for, and it's a good antioxidant. It is good for your skin. And that is how I thought that, you know, something colorful would come in. Then we came up with a hibiscus tea. So hibiscus tea is basically red in color. And hibiscus, I didn't know flowers have so much of value. And when we started blending, hame laga ki chai aur flower ko kar denge, to wo kaisa taste karega? It may not taste so good. So we started blending in the third unit. And that is how lemon, orange peels and cinnamon kind of things came into being. And that is how the blends have started coming in. Then when you come to my rum or vodka tea, now how did that come is, I said ki chai ko itna seriously kyun lete hain log, you know, we should have some fun into it. And I come from a family which is full of boys. I am the only sister to many brothers, cousins, ye wo. So I meko lagta tha ye itna daru peete, inko din mein bhi pilana chahiye. And that is how the entire you know, the thing of rum, vodka, wine tea came into picture. And the audience is really liking these blends because they are very unique to it. And with regards to the normal day-to-day life of mine, it starts from chai and ends with chai. And I think dream mein bhi main chai dekh rahi hoti hu ki ek naya flavor aa raha hoga. And with Holi coming in, we've launched two of our new blends, which is called Rang Barse and Mughal, which is all colorful, all flavorful or flowerful.
That's beautiful. I'm sure it is not an easy task to come up with new and such creative blends all the time, especially like you mentioned for a particular festival. So, and I'm sure it more and more such creative blends would keep coming. My question to you is, what is it in all that you have shared with us? First of all, which is your favorite flavor of tea? Number two, what is your favorite part of all these things that you are doing and this business?
My personal favorite is Aam Panna iced tea. Because mango is supposed to be one fruit which I really cherish. And when we were launching iced tea range last summers, we launched with three, out of which two are mango flavors. And with regards to the other part, which was...
What do you like the most about your profession?
Is always thinking about a new blend of tea that I'm supposed to launch. So when Holi was coming, we were like, kuch to naya leke aate hain. During Christmas, we launched rum. So, rum and Christmas go together. Holi mein we have this Rang Barse. So, like abhi spring aaya hai and, you know, summers are going to come in. And people would like a lot of iced tea. So, we are adding 6 flavors of iced tea to our this thing. Out of which, there is one special iced tea that I have personally got it blended, which is called the Kokum iced tea. Now, kokum iced tea, why it is so special is kokum is very rarely available. It's only available in Goa. Kokum, I always liked the flavor when I was in Goa or Pune during my working days. And mujhe laga kokum iced tea ban sakta hai kya? Kyun kokum is very good for health, your arthritis, your sugar, everything they control. So if we can do something with that also. And finally, I managed to blend a kokum iced tea. And that's just limited edition because we really got a little bit of kokum. And that's only a limited edition kokum iced tea which is coming out this summers.
I am Shruti and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. I can just see with the way you're speaking, and I'm sure the enthusiasm in your voice would tell our listeners also how passionate you are about all your blends and how much you actually put into bringing them up. Shalini, would you like to share with us any challenges or some of the challenges that you would have faced in this journey or you often come across while managing all this?
The first thing is identifying the kind of tea that needs to be used for a market which is in India also, because today in India, people, especially during the lockdown and post-lockdown, people have become so aware that you cannot sell them anything. You have to have that, you have to be very specific and you have to be very clear what are you selling and what are the benefits or why are you selling that product. You need to understand your audience. So first finalizing on the tea, which tea do you need to do? Then back to Darjeeling, who is going to give me a limited supply of tea, because I am no big, I was starting up. So obviously my quantity was never 100 kgs. It was always 1 kg, 2 kg, 5 kg to start with any of the blends. So that is where when the bigger farm owners, of course, they were also very cooperative in giving, but of course they have their priorities because they're already exporters, they're doing their own business. That is when we said, why don't we tie up with smaller farmers, even bring their tea, because they also have their first flush, second flush and third flush. And that is how we started tying up with smaller farmers. And today, even if I want to blend 2 kgs of tea, I have that liberty of doing it. I don't have to have a minimum order quantity of 100 kgs to launch that blend.
Clearly, you have come a long way in a very short time. And that is all just very beautiful to listen from you. Also, tea time is synonymous with gossip and chit-chat and making several moments, right? So, is there any particular moment or memory that you would like to share? Any story around the infused kettle, it's coming up, or anything that, any client interaction, anything that comes to your mind?
So there are two instances. So like I initially told you that, I never thought that I would get into tea. When I was young and when I used to go to these clubs with my dad, the taste of thumbs up always was very nice. And I would always tell my dad, jab main badi hongi na, to main thumbs up company mein kaam karungi. The first job that I got was Coca-Cola, and thumbs up was a part of Coca-Cola. And that job was not for me. The job was for marketing and sales. And I was a HR student. I went with a friend to get her the interview done. And the HR there said, why don't you come and sit and give the paper? Why sit outside and waste time? And I was like, tic-tac-toe, here I go, because I didn't know anything of marketing. And this tic-tac-toe made me clear 5 rounds, and I was selected as one of the marketing. So mujhe aisa lagta hai ki wo ek Shah Rukh Khan ki, I'm a Shah Rukh Khan diehard fan also. तो वो शाहरुख खान की वो एक मूवी है ना, किसी चीज को दिल से चाहो तो पूरी कायनात एक हो जाती है. तो मुझे तब वो रियलाइज हुआ जब मेरी कोक में जॉब हुई, कि कहीं हमेशा लगता था कि मुझे थम्स अप कंपनी में काम करना है, क्योंकि मुझे थम्स अप बहुत अच्छा लगता था. एंड उसी तरह से जब कनाडा में जब ये बात हुई थी चाय की, इट वॉज वेरी नॉर्मल लाइक एनी ग्रुप ऑफ फ्रेंड्स टॉकिंग, एंड वो यहाँ आके वो चीज पूरी होगी, I never knew it. So the whole circle came to this thing. And one third instance is, मैं चायोस जाती थी, मैं चाय कभी नहीं पीती थी, मेरे फ्रेंड्स चाय पीते थे, मैं उनके दीवार पे एक चीज लिखी रहती थी, There are only two TNCs in life, ट्रैवल एंड चाय. सो आई एम अ ट्रैवल कंसल्टेंट एंड नाउ आई एम इन चाय. सो वो चीज शायद मेरे दिमाग में इतना वो हो गया कि वो ट्रैवल एंड चाय मैं भी कराने लगी.
Listening to these, all the three incidents that you narrated, it actually feels that you have manifested everything that you are experiencing right now, and that is some very unique power that you have. And I'm sure you put in all this energy into bringing excellent flavors in your tea blends. It has been a pleasure to talk to you, Shalini. What would you would you like to give some final words for our listeners?
If you really wish to do something, don't think will you be ever be able to do it. Just think about it, manifest, and I think this power of manifestation has really worked for me. It will work for all of you. Don't think that you will not be able to do it. How will you be able to do it? Just set a goal, and I think when you set a goal, life will give you those milestones. Step by step, you will reach your goal.
That is very beautifully comprehended. Thank you so much once again for talking to us.
Thank you, Shruti, and thank you to G Cafe for giving us this opportunity to talk about, and it was lovely catching up with you.
So it's been so refreshing to listen to Shalini talk, and I would say that this was a perfect Chai Pe Charcha. I'm Shruti, your host, and we were in conversation with Shalini Sinha. Do check out all the amazing blends that the Infused Kettle is serving. You can reach them out at social media or their website. And while you take yet another sip of your tea, keep listening to Business or Brand podcast by G Cafe.